This is On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we'll be talking with Dr. Jeffrey K. Evans about total knee replacement. Dr. Evans joined the Cooper Clinic Department of Orthopedic Surgery in 1996. He is board certified by the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Evans, what happens to a person's knee to cause the need for a knee replacement?
Well, basically the knee wears out. The space there for the knee to articulate diminishes to essentially a bone-on-bone situation.
What would cause this? Does weight or excessive athletics or athletic activity to lead to this wearing down?
Weight certainly plays the biggest part, I would say. The studies have shown that you bear three times your body weight through your hips and knees. So if you weighed, for instance, if you weighed 350 pounds, you'd be putting over 1,000 pounds on each knee every step that you took. But also excessive athletics, we see people that have run 30 to 50 miles a week for a long time that have simply worn the knee out as well. Also, you see some genetic component to it. We frequently have patients in that say, you know, everyone in my family has had severe knee arthritis. Mom and dad both had both knees replaced, so on and so forth.
What are the basics of total knee replacement?
Well, the name is a total knee replacement, and that's essentially what it is, total knee replacement. We're replacing all three of the articular surfaces of the knee, the end of the thigh bone, the top of the shin bone, and the back of the kneecap. The end of the thigh bone has a metal cap on it, which is a metal alloy. The top of the shin bone has a metal tray placed in it with a plastic lining that snaps into it. And then the back of the kneecap has a new articular surface, which is made out of the same hard plastic that's on the top of the shin bone.
You mentioned plastic. I've also heard of like titanium. Is that right?
Titanium is another type of knee replacement. We use both the titanium implant and the metal alloy implant, but the plastic is the same for both of those types of implants. The plastic snaps into the metal.
So when you are operating, basically you cut out that and then screw the stuff in, the top of the leg and the bottom of the leg, and then connect it in the middle where the kneecap is?
Right. It's you take out the same amount that you put back in, so you don't overstuff the joint. You don't make it too tight or too loose. So let's say that you take out a total space of bone that's perhaps, you know, half to three quarters of an inch. Your metal is going to reestablish that same amount of distance.
Now, does this surgery require a hospital stay?
Oh, absolutely. Most of our patients will stay 3 or 4 days in the orthopedic ward at the hospital, and then following that, they have some options. They can go home and work with home health physical therapy 3 times per week basis, or they can go to a skilled nursing facility, and we have several very good ones here in the Fort Smith area, or they can go to a rehab setting such as the Mercy Rehab or Health South Rehab Hospital.
What is the recovery like? Is it painful?
Well, I always tell my patients that it'll be 3 months before they really like me again. And most of them will tell me that it's a little sooner than that, but they still try to hold me to that 3 months. The first few days are going to be the worst. And we try to offset that by giving them a morphine pump that they're on for the first couple of days. We start physical therapy the morning after. We get them out of bed the first morning after surgery, and we allow them to put full weight on the leg. As far as their normal activities go, we allow them to resume their normal activities as quickly as they can. We want to try to get them as functional and as normal, per se, as they can be as quickly as possible.
To me, the most frightening thing would be the first time that you would put your full weight on that leg.
Right. Yeah, the real red letter day that they have as far as post-operative physical therapy is the first instance that they have where they actually have control of that leg and they can move it off the bed and bend their knee and stand up. And once they have accomplished that, they just gain every session that they have with physical therapy and their confidence.
Does it initially require the use of a cane or walker?
We use generally a walker to start with. That gives them the most stable platform for them to hold on to. And as I said, we allow them to put full weight on their legs, so they're able to graduate from the walker to the cane to essentially no support at some point quickly after surgery.
Right. Look, Ma, no hands, right?
Exactly.
What are the age ranges that you see? Is there an average age where folks come in for this type of surgery?
We generally see the folks in their 50s to their 90s, really. We like to have them at least in their 60s before they get into the total knee replacement, because all of these man-made things have a finite life to them. And we see that studies have shown generally that these last about 15 to 20 years. So we would prefer that you take your original with you when you go. We don't ask for it back, by the way. But we would like to have them not have to have a second operation, not to have to replace the replacement, if you will.
Right. What is the best advice you can give Dr. Evans to our listeners to protect their knees from damage?
The number one thing that you would tell people would be to watch your weight. You don't gain 5 pounds at a time unless you have that really good Thanksgiving week. Most people gain a pound at a time, and you want to avoid that gaining the three times your body weight through your hips and knees. So if you can watch your weight as you age, that's a great thing. The other thing to do, in my opinion, would be to stay in somewhat of a better shape. And the best way to do that would be to get regular exercise. We usually recommend something along the lines of swimming or exercise bicycling are the best for your knees.
What are some warning signs when you would say, I think I need to see Dr. Evans? What are some things that you can tell our listeners of this may be a sign that your knees aren't doing so hot?
Well, if you've previously done very well and had really no problems with your knees, and you suddenly start noticing that things like going up and down stairs, getting in and out of the car, getting in and out of a chair are becoming more difficult, you're having pain. Most people are going to have most of their wear either on the inside part of their knee or behind their kneecap, so certainly pain in those areas can be an issue. If you note swelling in your knee, if it feels like there's a water sack inside your knee, if you can lay your hand on your kneecap and move your knee and it feels like somebody's rubbing sandpaper on the underside of that, any of those can be signs that you're suffering from some early arthritis. And otherwise, it's an x-ray diagnosis.
If someone would like to discuss this further with you, Dr. Evans, what is their best course of action?
The best way to do that would be to call our office. We're in the 6th floor of the Center of Excellence in the new part of the St. Edward Hospital. And our phone number here is 479-274-5200.
We've been talking today with Dr. Jeffrey K. Evans, board certified by the American Board of Orthopedic Surgery with Cooper Clinic. Dr. Evans, we thank you for being on call today with us.
It was my pleasure.